Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razek at CM Trading. Today is October 3rd, 2022, and today is Monday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the market's still selling off almost across the board. Now looking at the major economic events of today, at 4 o'clock South African time out of the United States, we have a ISM manufacturing PMI numbers coming out. Now as we look at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbol, both the Canadian dollar and the Japanese yen are on their lows versus the US dollar. Looking at the indices, Dow Jones and the NASDAQ trade lower. Looking at commodities, gold retraces at resistance, while oil is trading at resistance as we speak. Now looking at the stocks, they're still selling off, and Intel continues to sell and make new lows for the year and brings the market lower. And lastly, Bitcoin still unchanged. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're starting out with the Canadian dollar at a weekly chart. Okay, now the Canadian dollar is trading at this ridiculous range, which we haven't seen since Corona. Okay, I mean, it's really just gone orbital as it's made this correction. Now, considerably, usually after a spike like this, you have a fade opportunity. You have an opportunity where the market corrects itself, and that's what we're looking for at these levels. So keep this in mind as we're trying to make a correctional move here. Now looking at the Japanese yen, also at the brink versus the US dollar and looking to make new lows. This is 145, and this is what we're talking about. We've made ourselves a nice resistance level at this area, but if we break lower, it could hit 150 easy. So this is something to consider later today. Looking at the euro, we corrected ourselves last week. We're trading right now at that 98-ish level. Okay, so it's not that far off of par. So did the GBP coming back and making a little bit of a comeback. And that's what we expect on the yen and the Canadian dollar versus the US dollar. So keep that in mind as that possibly will play catch up to the rest of the market. Now looking at the commodities, looking at gold, retracing at this 1678 resistance level. Remember, this is a Fibonacci resistance level and it is retracing at this area. So keep that in mind. Now looking at crude oil, nice little pivot to the 82-ish dollar range. Now remember, this was a previous support, subsequent resistance, and that's where we're trading it right now. Now jumping to the US markets first, the Dow Jones on its lows, trading at 28,800 as it's looking to make new lows for the year, and looking at the NASDAQ also trading below 11,000 and looking very weak this morning. So we're looking for a little bit of a spike. Let's see if we get in. I mean, between August 14th and now, the markets have tremendously sold off. Now looking at the individual markets, first looking at Intel because that is the leader here and just taking us down further and further and further, and the rest of the market's just following suit. Intel is a bellwether. I've been keeping on saying this to you guys. I've been calling it ever since it broke that $38 to $40 range, and then it continued going down. And this is exactly what's happening. Cisco doing the same thing, making new lows for the year. And the rest of the markets are following suit. Apple, look at that, off its bed. Microsoft over $100 off of its highs for the year. I mean, this is really still very steep. And remember, this is a mirror kind of situation where just like it went up, it could go down in the same variable type of time. So keep that in mind as this is making corrections for itself across the board. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, not doing much. 19,500. If you're trading Bitcoin, don't. Focus on the US markets. Focus on some of the Forex symbols that are starting to perk up, especially the Japanese yen and the Canadian dollar, because they are trading quite well. So keep that in mind. If you're focused on the wrong items, it's hard to make money in the market. So keep that in mind. This is Fred Razek. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.